Good morning. There are three things I'd like to tell you in my homily today, and the first is to explain to you my interpretation of the gospel that we just heard. The second thing is to share with you a story, and the third thing is to tell you why it is that God has a tremendous sense of humor. You know, it appears in the gospel that there's simply a question as to whether or not to pay taxes to Caesar. But the Pharisees are trying to trick Jesus. It's a no-win situation for Jesus, because if he says yes, then all of his followers, whose land was occupied by the Romans, would be discouraged to have to pay taxes to them. And if Jesus says no, he runs the risk of being arrested for not following the law. But you see, Jesus doesn't fall for the trick. Instead, he asks the Pharisees a question: whose image is it that appears on the coin? And they say, it's Caesar's, of course. So Jesus responds, repay to Caesar what is Caesar's, and repay to God what is God's. And this leaves the Pharisees completely perplexed. So what does this all mean? You know, when I was preparing for the homily this weekend, I did some digging, and I wanted to see what it was, aside from the image of Caesar on that coin. And there was an inscription on the front of the coin that said, Tiberius Caesar August, son of the August God. And on the back of that coin is inscribed, High Priest. So on this coin is the image of a false god. And the Pharisees worship Caesar over God. For the Pharisees, Caesar took the place of God. Now, keeping in mind that gospel, I'd like to share with you a modern story. I spoke once to a friend who, when he asked Wall Street professionals what it was that added most to their stress, they responded that regardless of what they had, they wanted more. If they had one car, they wanted two. If they had a beautiful house, they wanted a bigger house. If they had a beautiful TV, they wanted a bigger flat screen TV, and so on and so on. And there's an example that comes to mind of a young professional who owned many material things. This young professional had five watches totaling $30,000, Rolexes and Cartiers. And at client meetings, this professional would hike up the cuff of his custom-made shirt so that everyone in the room would see the watch that he was wearing. And he would do that week after week, meeting after meeting. But the story continues. When this young professional would drive his BMW and park it, valet park it, at a restaurant, after he was done eating, he would leave the restaurant and he would hope that there was a group of people outside to see his beautiful car pull up. You know, the young man was fully consumed with material things, and just like Caesar on that coin, these things were his false gods. With a tremendous amount of humility and a little bit of embarrassment, I tell you this story because this young professional was me. And I tell you this story not because it's not great to have nice things. Nice things can be blessings from God for all of our successes. But I tell you this story because for me, these particular things defined who I was. These things took the place of God for me. These things were my Caesar. These particular things were the inscriptions on my coin, and they ran my life. And then it took something very sad in my life to help me to refocus and to help me reconnect with God. My beloved mother, Rose, was diagnosed with melanoma in 2007. And one day I found myself in my parents' dining room, which was now my mother's hospital room. My mother was unconscious, and it was about 3 days before she died. She was holding a set of rosaries in her hand. And I thought to myself at that moment, any material thing that she might have enjoyed in life meant nothing. Even if she wanted to get up and to use those things, or to enjoy those things, she couldn't do it. She was journeying on her way to the Lord. It was a journey that she was making alone, even though we were surrounding her, but all those things meant nothing. And I thought to myself at that moment, we come into the world with nothing, and we leave the world with nothing. So all those material things that I thought were so important to me meant nothing to me anymore. And that particular sad moment in my life helped me to refocus, and it actually helped me to answer God's call to the priesthood. You know, Pope Francis said it so beautifully. He tells us that whenever material things, money or worldliness, become the center of our lives, they take hold of us, they possess us, and we lose our very identity as human beings. This is what happened to me. So before I share with you why it is that God has such a great sense of humor, as we sit here in church this morning, we need to ask ourselves these questions. Whose face or whose inscription appear on our coin? Who or what is it that rules our lives or defines us? Who is our Caesar? It should be God whose face is on that coin. It should be Jesus Christ who's inscribed on that coin, because you and I are made in his image and likeness. So now, God's sense of humor. You know, I sold those watches before I entered the seminary, and I donated the money to St. Jude's Children's Hospital, which was the organization that was started by Danny Thomas. I separated myself from those material things, and I answered God's call to the priesthood. Then I came to St. Elizabeth's, and I moved into the rectory, and from my rectory bedroom, as I open the window, I look across Wyckoff Avenue, and there's a jewelry store. And inscribed on the awnings of that jewelry store are two words, Rolex and Cartier. And it gets better. At night, there are lights that light up that building, so I can see those signs every hour of the day. So what do? I close the shades, I look at the crucifix, and I thank God for all of my blessings. And I want to share with you just one more thought, and then I'm finished. You know, it's wonderful. I lived in this world before I became a priest, and it's wonderful to have nice things. We all want nice things. We all want success. We all want to change the world. Saint Teresa of Calcutta once said, if you want to change the world, go home and love your families. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.